ओम शांति। वेलकम टू पांडव भवन। इन अ मोमेंट वी गोइंग टू हियर फ्रॉम डॉक्टर निर्मला हु वी मेट ऑन द फर्स्ट नाइट। या सो डिडी निर्मला इज रिस्पॉन्सिबल फॉर द कोऑर्डिनेशन ऑफ ज्ञान सरोवर वेयर वी आर ऑल स्टेइंग एंड ऑल्सो एज वाज मेंशनड ऑन द ओपनिंग नाइट फॉर द एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन ऑफ द एशिया पैसिफिक जोन। Just a small area. Before we start, I just wanted to make an announcement on the program that many of you have. The program tonight from 6 till 7, which is stories of the history of the Brahma Kumaris and Brahma Baba. Okay, one moment. Thanks, Sean. That program is in Gyan Sarovar, in the Harmony Hall, where you have the morning class like this morning. Not this morning, sorry, the morning class like yesterday morning. So in Gyan Sarovar in Harmony Hall, because on the program it says one or the other place. So it's at Gyan Sarovar in the Harmony Hall tonight from 6 till 7. Okay? So Shambhai is doing great things with headphones and translations. We'll just check that all that looks like it's working, Sham. Okay. Thank you so much to the translators. This is an invaluable service. So now I'll just ask you to sit in meditation for a moment with Dr. Nirmala, and then she will share with you this morning's class. Thank you, Didi.
So you had pilgrimage of 4 places. No answer?
Yes.
So, was every somebody explain everything, all 4 places?
Yes.
Good.
It's a good time in Brothers History Hall, pictures and history.
Okay. So, I think first I will get introduction of different countries. Because on the first day we had Asia,
South Korea.
He's from Korea, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Seoul. We call it just Korea, not South Korea. And I was looking in the list, where is Korea in K? I couldn't find. So I had to go through S to find South Korea. So this time, peace of mind retreat. As many guests, so many companions. 155 guests and 100 Brahman. So are you all comfortable or not? Because many companions have come. So the guests have to be squeezed in three people in one room. And it is just after, even the rain hasn't finished. I think on the first day you had experience of rain, no? So some rooms are still under repair and some rooms are still getting painted and all those sort of things, renovation going on. So I think some of you are not comfortable. But we have to manage because our team wants everybody to be in Gyan Sarovar. We offered them Shantivan, but they don't want Shantivan. They don't want Shantivan. Shantivan, you have got comfortable rooms. But it is little bit commuting too much from hall and dining hall and little bit warm. Okay.
Huh?
So what, I could come down. For me, I got one room downstairs. No problem. But the organizing team is very fussy. Okay. So now you have understood who are you? Huh? Who are you? The guest can say. Not the companion. Who are you? Huh? Soul. Divine. Not yet divine. Try to be divine. Okay. And who you meditate on? Mexico? Who you meditate on? Guest? Mexican guest. Who you meditate on? Huh? Who you meditate on? Huh? Hong Kong soul, what is the purpose of your meditation? What you want to be? Hong Kong? Ah, teacher, you don't need to prompt. Ah, Malaysian, what you want to be? Why you are meditating? To be soul conscious. Unless you are soul conscious, you can't meditate. What is the purpose of meditation? To connect with God. And who is God? Almighty. Supreme Soul. Acha. Does he have name? No name. Which one of the name? Can you name one of the name? Baba is just father, it's not name. Baba means father. So he's the father of all souls. But does he have any name? You don't just call my dad is dad. You will give the name, Mr. Smith or Mr. Whatever it is the name or first name. So what is the name of Baba? Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba. So you may call Allah, Baba, God, whatever you may call him, or Supreme Soul, Almighty, all answers are right. But the name is, we call him Shiva. Okay. So, the purpose of meditation is to transform ourselves. Or to be relaxed, peaceful, happy, loving, kind, gentle, all these qualities that we would like to have. Usually we like to have somebody else to be like that, isn't it? You say, oh, my friend is not loving or my parents are not loving, but I have to see, am I loving? So the thing is, our aim is to transform myself. To be not only just good person, but a divine person, like angels or deities. Okay, so today we are talking on what we should be doing in our life. Because in our life, we come across many people. And there is always giving and taking, isn't it? When we are born, we receive love and sustenance from our parents. And question sometimes might have arose in your mind. Why I have got such parents? Especially if the parents are not loving or very busy or one of them is alcoholic, not giving enough sustenance. Some parents are bossy, some are good. So we always compare ourselves with others, our friends, and say, oh, my friend's father is so loving. My father is not so loving. Or my mother loves my sister more than me. Or my brother more than me. So many questions arise, why this? And for that, we have to understand the karmic philosophy. Because it is said, as you sow, so shall you reap. If you are sowing the seed of pear, you can't expect the tree of mango, isn't it? Or fruit of mango. So, whatever karma we have done, or however we have behaved with others, we will get similar reaction from that. And in science they say, action and reaction are equal and opposite. If you throw a ball with certain pressure, it will come up with the same pressure. So, if we are giving sorrow to somebody, what we expect from them? Sorrow. If we get angry with somebody, what we expect from them? Anger, shouting, screaming, and some may even hit you. So, we get equal and opposite reaction. But sometimes it's not, reaction is not immediate. Just as if you are sowing a seed, how long will you take to get the fruit from that? Depending on type of seed, isn't it? If it is wheat or rice, you will get the crop within few months. But it is mango, pear, fruit tree, you have to wait for years. And you have to water it, sustain it, see that birds don't eat away the raw fruit, unripe fruit. So you don't get reaction immediately. And that's why sometimes we have question, why I got this sort of relatives and not happy with friends or relatives or teachers or siblings or our boss. Because even in boss, in office, you'll find the boss will react differently to different people. To some, he might be nice and sweet and not so angry and upset. And to some, with little mistake, he may flare up. And so the question may arise, why he is nice to me or not nice to me, etc. So we are all the time in our life interacting with other people. Some people we give happiness. Some people we give sorrow. Knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, subconsciously we give them sorrow. So we divide our actions in three categories: good karma, charitable karma, sinful karma, and neutral karma. Now the difference between good karma and charitable karma, I would say, is you buy a car for your children. It's a good karma, but it's not a charity, isn't it? Because you are doing your duty. You have got money, your son wants transport, and you say, okay, I'll buy this. So it's your karma. You are not doing charity. Charity you are doing for people who are not blood related to you. So that is charitable karma, when you are helping poor people who cannot afford to have good house or good clothes or good education or something. And if you help them with your time, money, energy, prayer, it's a good karma. It's charitable karma for others. So you can help them through thoughts, words, money, or action. Many times our friends are sick, and the religious people, what they will do is invite priest and do some worship for praying for them. So that is through thoughts. They may be in different karti and you pray for them. So through thoughts, to have good wishes, pure feelings for their health. It can be you just ring them and say, hello, how are you? How are you doing? Just ring and tell them. So you are helping them to feel nice in their sickness. So you are helping them through words. Through money you can help pay the bills of their hospital. So money. And through action, you buy some fruits for them, you make their beds, you cook for them. So you are doing physically something to help that patient. So these are all good karma or charitable karma, according whether you are helping them because they are blood relation, your responsibility, or charitable if they are poor and no blood relationship. Now, just as charitable karma can be done by these four means, same thing, sinful karma can be done through four means. You get angry. You are not expressing, but your vibrations and your face will express your anger, which will hurt somebody, isn't it? If you are moving in your home with your big face or red face, your friends will understand that this person is angry with me. Or sometimes you don't look at them, you don't smile at them, you don't say hello to them, so they know you are upset with them. And they will feel sore, hurt. So that is through thoughts, words. You get angry and start screaming and shouting and all. So you are expressing your anger through words, and naturally the opposite person will be hurt. Action. You hit them with whatever, either body or take some weapon and hit them. So that's coming into action. And neutral karma, where you are neither giving happiness nor in sorrow. And that you will understand when you understand the knowledge of cycle. Because in the knowledge of cycle we explain how in golden age everybody is happy. So you don't need to give happiness to anybody through thoughts, words, action, anything. Or golden and silver age, everybody is happy. So no need to give happiness. Nor anybody has got weakness or vices like anger, greed, attachment, ego, jealousy, laziness, carelessness, animosity, etc. So you are neither hurting them nor giving happiness. So that is neutral karma. So at the present, we are at the confluence age, where there are so many people suffering. And when we have the treasure of love, peace, happiness, sweetness, gentleness, all these good qualities, we can help people, especially through thoughts or words. Some can help with action, some may be able to help with money. Everybody may not be able to help everybody with money, isn't it? Because we have limited money and there are unlimited people to get help. But whatever we have, we can help other people. But at the same time, if one has anger or greed, because when there is anger, we'll definitely hurt someone. And we ourselves get hurt. Because first person that will be hurt is me, because if I'm angry, I'm upset. Then I will upset somebody else. If there is ego, we will disrespect others, saying, you are hopeless, you are inefficient, you don't know what to do. I've told you so many times, still you are doing like that. So ego, we will insult others. If we have greed, the greedy person, what they will do? Speak lie, bribe somebody, cheat somebody. And bring loss to other person. So that will also create sinful karma. If somebody is lazy, naturally lazy person will not contribute the share of their job properly. No, they will sit and relax and have cups of tea and chit-chat, and the other person will have to finish that job. So naturally, the other person will be feeling sorry that they have to do work of somebody else. So if lazy, careless person, not taking care of their money or possession, so naturally, the family will feel hurt that because of this carelessness, his carelessness, we lost valuable things, stolen or damaged. So that will hurt other people. So any of our weakness and vices will create sinful karma. So at the moment, until we have conquered our weaknesses and vices, we might be committing sinful karma. And if we have good qualities, we would be helping other people and giving them happiness. So even good feelings, pure feelings, good wishes, no? Somebody might be going to appear for exam and we say, best luck. Somebody is touring and we say, bon voyage, good wishes. We are not doing anything but good wishes. That also give them some comfort and happiness. So at the moment, variety of actions are done. Now with meditation, we empower ourselves with various qualities. And we overcome weakness. Because if I got good quality, I'll overcome my weakness. If I got tolerance power, I will not get angry. If I have contentment, I won't be greedy and cheating somebody. If I have humility, I won't have ego. So the aim of meditation is to imbibe good virtues and overcome our weakness. And that will affect our interaction, action. So we say this present time is a time when we can sow good seed of charitable karma or sinful karma. And so once we have this knowledge, what is good, what is bad, and we are empowered to do good karma, then naturally, we will not be increasing our burden of sinful karma. When we have burden of our past sinful karma, the result will be heaviness, unhappiness. Now sometimes there is no reason and I said, I'm not happy. I don't know why. So, before what we used to do is blame someone. My boss is not good. My mother is not loving. My father is bossy. So we used to blame individual or circumstances. Now, understanding why they are not good to me, because in past I haven't been good to them. That is my karma. I can't blame them. That's my karma. But you may say, but in this birth I have never been angry or upset or not loving them, and why they are like this? Because that's a question you will ask. I have been nice to them and still they are nasty to me. And for that you have to understand reincarnation. Because the family we are born, the country we are born, the condition we are born in this life is the result of our past life. It's not for nothing that you are born in one family, in some family, in some country, with some sort of condition. Now, how many of you believe in reincarnation? Will you raise your hand? 50%. Okay. I think we have enough time to talk about reincarnation. Whatever is not covered, you can then ask your companion, because you have got plenty of companions around here. Each one will have one, sometimes two companions. Okay. So now, soul is eternal. Soul is energy. Life is energy, isn't it? The body, when we die, what happens? Body cremated and mixes in five elements. The body is made of five elements. It will merge in five elements. But soul, the life energy, and energy is never destroyed according to science and according to spirituality. Soul is eternal and imperishable, incorporeal, invisible. Just God is incorporeal, invisible. But we do believe in soul, isn't it? Because if there was not life energy, we wouldn't be able to speak or move around or do anything. So until that life energy is there, we are moving around, we are feeling everything, we are eating, we are interacting, everything. So when somebody dies, the soul takes another body, enters another body. And it takes usually 4 to 5 months maximum, maybe minimum less time. Because there are some hypnotherapists who are doing the theory, experiment of rebirthing. They hypnotize and find out how they were born and what was their feeling during birth and whether they were happy to come out again on the earth or not, and all sorts of things. So when I was in America touring in USA, we had a lecture by one hypnotherapist, and he said, I'm from Christian background. I wasn't believing in reincarnation. But after hypnotizing certain patients, I had to believe in reincarnation. He gave example, there was one of his patients, American patient who had never been to Egypt. And during hypnosis, she started speaking Egyptian language. One of the patients who was never artist, but during hypnotization, he started painting beautifully. And in India, we had one researcher who was researching people who were talking about the past life. When I was young in 1940s, 50s, every Sunday in the newspaper there would be article from him. Doing research, he would say how we met and what happened and how it happened. So, because some children, as soon as they start speaking, at the months of 12 to 18 months, when they start speaking, they speak something strange. And behave in a strange way. And this researcher would go to that place and listen to the child and take the child to the place he would say he was born and brought up and how he died and in his previous birth. So there was one child born in a Brahmin family. And in India, Brahmin family, they don't eat meat. And this child asking to have beef. So the parents say, "We don't eat." And he said, "But no, we used to have some festivals," because in his previous birth, he was in a low caste of sweepers, toilet cleaners. And the family, on festivals, they used to sing and dance, and the mother was playing drums and singing and all. So the family would sing and dance and play drums and eat meat. So the child described how the parents were killed, which town he was from. So this researcher went there and found out the same story as this person was telling. So he has got hundreds of examples. Another example was one 7-year-old boy. He was with his father and they were attending some marriage function. And when this boy saw one gentleman, he started hiding behind his father and said, "Father, father, save me from this person. He had killed me in my last birth." So they asked what happened, which town they were and what happened. So this was his brother in previous birth, and they were having business together, and some money dispute, the brother killed the brother. So this researcher took this child to the town where he said he was. And he went to the house and he recognized all the room. He recognized the wife of his previous birth, named the wife, and told the story. And when they verified with them, It was a true story that the brother had killed the brother because of some business financial dispute. So there are many stories. I'll give you only 2-3 stories. So the scientist, and I think you know of the word de jure, French word. Some people go to the place for the first time and say, oh, I know this place, I've been in this house. And they, before entering the house, they can describe that house. How? Because in previous birth they had been there. Even one of our Mauritius sisters, she was in Mount Abu and was going to Udaipur by car or bus. And when she came at word spot, she said, oh, I know this place. There will be river now. And there was a river within short distance. So there are many people who have that sort of experience that they can talk about the houses or situation that they have been in their previous life. And you know quite well about love at first sight. Why love at first sight? There must be some chemistry in between them before. So as soon as they see each other, they get together. So there are few such examples which proves that there has been something in previous life, and most of the stories that a living person has talked is of previous human birth. Because some of the Indian scriptures talk about 84 lakhs of birth, 8.4 million birth or something. No, we say we human being have got our mind, intellect and personality traits such developed. No animals have got such things. So we perform actions in human life and we get the result in human life. No, because Hindus believe if you do wrong, you'll be born as snake and dog and cat and all. But not every dog and cat is unhappy. Not every human being is unhappy or happy. We perform karma. If we have suffered in animal birth, why we are suffering here? And some dogs are treated better than human beings, no? Human child. The rich people, they will have their special servant, special car. They go to saloon to get the bath and makeup and everything. Some cats also, they get nice dress and ornaments and all sorts of things. So they are happier than some human children. So not everybody in a human life is happy, or not every animal is unhappy. So the thing is, the past lives karma we are able to settle in this lives. Some karma we settle then and there. I get angry with somebody, somebody will get angry then and then, finish. But sometimes we have to restrain ourselves. The boss is shouting, we can't shout. So we keep the grudge inside. And when there is a chance, we relieve it. So same thing, every karma you don't get reaction immediately. So the in order to clear our karmic account, because we may have burden of a sinful karma of many births, what we have to do is powerful yoga. So we call yoga as a fire. So just as if there is powerful fire, you can burn anything. In the same way, when yoga is powerful, you can absolve your past sins. Or if you are doing charitable karma, you are nullifying your past sinful karma. And if you are not able to clarify or absolve your past sins, we have to suffer as a human being, either in this life or future lives. And so, karmic theory, once we understand, we are careful not to hurt anyone. Because sometimes we get angry and we say, oh, I don't mean to hurt you. It's my nature to shout like that or speak like that. No. Don't give any excuse. You have to be careful not to hurt anyone through your thoughts, words, action. Try to help other people through your thoughts, words and actions, because we want to be happy. We don't want to have sorrow. Then if I want to be happy, I have to give happiness to others. Okay? Now, it's your chance. If you have any questions, you are welcome. There is the microphone.
Do you want to start, sister, and I'll...
Microphone. Give microphone.
Sister, isn't it?
No. You speak on this because
everyone should hear.
So a sister is a lawyer, attorney. She is wondering, how do you deal with evil? Yeah? So bad actions, bad people. So for her profession, she deals with people who have done wrong things, yeah? In through the court and legal system. So she's wondering, so there is a legal system, but how do you, in a spiritual way, deal with evil?
Om Shanti. Legally, you have to deal in a legal way. But as a human being, you should have sympathy for those who are doing wrong. Because law is law. You have to follow the law if you are a lawyer. So the thing is, if somebody is doing evil action, we should have sympathy. Just as if somebody is mad, crazy, what we do is we don't react. They may be shouting, screaming, punching you. You don't punch them, isn't it? You have mercy for them. That poor people, they don't know. And that's what we say. If somebody's sanskar, means personality trait, is impure or with vices, they are performing wrong action. So with good wishes, we can help them. With love, sweetness, we can help them. But if we treat them negatively as they are treating us negatively, then we are also performing wrong karma. And I don't want to perform wrong karma. So we maintain good wishes, keep quiet. Before reacting, we meditate, remind, I am a peaceful soul, so that otherwise what we used to do is immediately react. So now sit down, meditate, remind, I am a peaceful soul, I am a loveful soul. And when you are quiet, speak sweetly. Do speak, but sweetly. Not react angrily.
Hi. Well, I have... just three questions. Very simple. Yeah, but it's related to each other. First question is, why people's life should rotate? Should rotate, repeat. Why?
Rebirth.
Yes. And second one is, how many times we have to rebirth?
Repeat.
That's two. And third one is, there is Mr. A and Mr. B. Mr. A repeated his life just once, twice. And second man, Mr. B, repeated 600 times, for instance. Is there some difference in terms of their life? Okay.
So many births or not. Less, but... Oh, Shanti. Huh? Would you like to sleep all the time? Now, if a child is hurt whilst playing, what child will say? I will never play again. And after a few days, start playing again. The human nature is there. They don't like to stay quietly. Go on and on and on, isn't it? So, when we are suffering, we say, God, please liberate me. I want to go and stay in soul world and home and not come into this cycle of birth and rebirth. Because there are some people, especially Buddhist and some of the Hindu priests, they will say, I want moksha, liberation of from life. Because they don't want suffering. But they don't realize that if you are doing good action, you can have 2,500 years of happy life, health, wealth, happiness, prosperity, everything. And so, the soul, our home is soul world. From there we come to play the part. And depending on how much level of purity we have, we take birth either in golden age, silver age, copper age, iron age, one birth or 84 birth. So maximum 84 birth, minimum one birth. So God says, even I have to come here to help you. I incarnate on this world to help you. So you have to also take birth to help other people. Or to play the part. Because you get bored. Once you are in the soul world, you get bored and the soul will say, come on, let me go down. Just as, sick person will lie down for a few days, but then they say, I'm bored now, I want to be active. Hmm? Same thing happens with the soul. Okay, one more person.
Yeah, thank you, Didi, for the insightful and informative lecture. And hi, everyone. I have two questions, basically. The first one is about reincarnation. As you said, reincarnation, everyone has to take birth. But what happened? Do we have, like, exception to the rule that some didn't take birth? And my second question is about, in my country, we have a house. 4 decades till now, it's still haunted. What happened to the soul? This one. I want to get an answer to this.
Can you say it again?
Yeah. There's a house in my country. It's haunted.
Haunted house.
Haunted till now. No one can stay there. So what happened to the soul?
In your country, in all countries, there are some haunted houses, some evil spirit, some black magic. Everything is happening. Even I have stayed in Mauritius in one haunted house. Huh? When we were staying, everybody who used to visit us say, how can you stay in this haunted house? Whoever stays in this house, they meet accident just across the road and they die. And the maid who was working with us, she was working with the previous landlord. And the landlord was very, very attached to this house. And he died before he completed the house. So he was the spirit visiting that house, haunted house. Now what happens when the soul dies with some severe desire, whether it's a greed or sex lust or attachment or whatever, full unfulfilled desire, then they will be moving around until they have fulfilled their desire. Once they fulfill desire, they go and take another body. So I have also heard many stories of haunted houses, and one of Indian Brahmin who was a major in army, he bought haunted house because it was very cheap. And what he did was every night he used to meditate. The whole family used to meditate in that house. And his experience was, in the first few days, at the night he could see those evil spirits dancing. Gradually, as they went on meditating, the number of dancers become less and less and less. So the thing is, naturally, they are, until they fulfill their desires, they keep on wandering around and usually troubling, but sometimes they help also. Because I heard a story of one person, the mother had died. Young children. So every night that soul will come, and kitchen, there were all dirty dishes. She will come and clean them. In the morning, the kitchen will be clean. So good spirit, helping. And some spirit, they come and create pain to other people. Because I have heard stories of some people feeling that somebody is pressing their chest. They wanted to shout, they couldn't shout. They wanted to move their hand, they couldn't move their hand. So they try to trouble those souls. So weak souls are affected by such strong evil spirit. But strong souls, those evil spirits are also afraid of. So, even today also I got one letter from some sister from London saying, oh, this spirit is doing this and that and my papers are lost and this and that. I said, don't think about evil spirit, don't talk about that. When you feel the vibrations, sit in meditation and be powerful and tell that soul, come on, go away, I got God with me.
Om Shanti. I just want to ask you why some souls have such a short life, for example, women who have miscarriage or kids, why they die so young without living this beautiful life?
Om Shanti, it's all karma. If you have karma with your Laukik friends, relatives, you live long life. If your karma is with the doctors and nurses and pharmacists and whoever, because if you are sick, naturally they have to look after that. You have to pay money to doctor and pharmacist. So that's your karma with them. Once your karma is over with them, either you leave body or you divorce them. Because sometimes, you know, love marriage, divorce. Why? That karma with that couple was only for a few years. Even if it was love marriage, finished in a short time. So depending on how much karma you have with your friends and relatives with whom you are associated, you are with them, you finish karma, you die or leave them. So how long we are continuing?
Till quarter past.
Could you please, sister, explain a bit more about the process of reincarnation? Why one body, why another, why these 4 or 5 months, what happens there? Thank you.
Why 5 months soul is in the mother's womb?
Yeah, and the process, how does the process work?
Don't even ask. Because when baby starts moving in mother's womb, because usually at the pregnancy of 5 months, the baby starts moving. So the heart and other organs develop at that time. That time soul enters. But with hypnosis, some souls have described they resisted to enter mother's womb until the last week or something. And they enter only last week. So they may stay only couple of weeks in mother's womb and they are born. So that's description by rebirthing experiments. But usually we say when baby starts moving, fetus starts moving in mother's womb, it means the soul has entered. Okay?
This might be the last or maybe second last question.
Om Shanti. If someone calls you an unforgivable... Hello? If someone calls you an unforgivable sorrow, pain, what would you do and how would you deal with it?
They're swearing and hating you.
If someone causes you unforgivable pain, how do you deal with that and how do you forgive them?
Yeah. It is said, to err is human, to forgive is divine. So you need to learn to forgive, then you'll forget. Forgive them. They have done because of their ignorance, because of their impure attitude or personality traits. And more you take sorrow, it means you are karma. If you don't get affected, it means you are not taking, that you are not given them sorrow, you are not taking sorrow. Now our mama, the mother Saraswati, they used to say, if somebody gives you rotten fruit, what you will do? Say no thanks or throw in rubbish bin. So if somebody gives you rotten words or behaves you in that way, why you take it? You have taken because you had karmic account with them. You have cleared karma, so you should be happy. Okay, I have cleared my karma. Remain light and maintain good wishes for them. If you maintain anger or animosity, you are taking still sorrow. So, just say, that was my karma, past is past. So give full stop to past. Yeah? We have one slogan, past is past. Forget the past. Present is a gift. Use that gift in a proper way. And future will be better. Past is history. Present is a gift. Future is mystery. You don't know what will be future. But also we have slogan, past was good, present is good, future will be better. Yeah? So, forgive them. Then you'll forget and don't take more sorrow. Otherwise you are still taking sorrow.
Okay. Maybe one last short one. I think everyone is satisfied, so maybe a few minutes meditation and then we'll go to the bus to go back to Gyan Sarovar.
Your lunch will be over there.
Yeah.
So buses are waiting for you. 2 minutes meditation.
Thank you, Didi.